This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The government today approved two corridors of Delhi Metro Phase 4. Briefing media in New Delhi after the cabinet meeting today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur said the total project cost of the two corridors will be 8,400 crore rupees, which will be sourced from the centre, Delhi government and international funding agencies. The cabinet also gave its approval to the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the government of India and the Royal Government of Bhutan on the general supply of petroleum, oil, lubricants and related products from India to Bhutan. The cabinet also approved the signing of a memorandum of understanding between India and Bhutan on extending cooperation in the field of energy efficiency and energy conservation measures. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed confidence that India is set to become a global hub in semiconductor manufacturing in the coming times and a leader in Industry 4.0. The Prime Minister was addressing after laying the foundation stone of three semiconductor projects worth over 1.25 lakh crore through video conferencing today. The projects include the country's first commercial semiconductor fab at the Dholera Special Investment Region, DSIR, Gujarat, the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test, OSAT, facility in Assam's Morigaon, and the outsourced semiconductor assembly and test, OSET, facility at Sanand in Gujarat. Mr. Modi said that the youths will get the benefits of the semiconductor industries. He said cheap manufacturing will take India towards self-reliance and modernity. The new Haryana Chief Minister, Nayab Singh Saini, won the confidence vote today in a floor test conducted during a special assembly session after recent political developments in the state. The BJP government passed the floor test by voice vote after approximately 2 hours of discussion in the House. Our correspondent reports after the confidence motion was moved, the Speaker, Gyanchand Gupta, allowed discussion. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, today released a list of all 60 candidates for the assembly polls in Arunachal Pradesh. Chief Minister Pema Khandu will contest from the Mukto Assembly constituency. Deputy Chief Minister Chawna Men has been fielded from the Chokham seat. The term of the current state assembly will end on the 2nd of June this year. India and Mauritius have decided to further strengthen the bilateral relationship in sectors including financial services, taxation and investigating agencies by signing 4 MOUs. A delegation-level talks was held between India and Mauritius today in the National Assembly of Mauritius. The meeting was held in the presence of President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravin Kumar Jugnauth. Early on the third and last day of official visit, President Draupadi Murmu visited Apravasi Ghat and the Intercontinental Slavery Museum. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Singh Thakur launched the revamped websites of Akashvani News and DD News in New Delhi this afternoon. Mr. Thakur also launched a revamped news on AIR app. The National Highways Authority of India, NHAI, has issued an advisory for Paytm FASTag users to switch to another bank FASTag before the 15th of March. The Road Transport and Highways Ministry said this will help avoid penalties or any double fee charge while commuting on the national highways. In line with the guidelines issued by the Reserve Bank of India regarding restrictions on Paytm Payments Bank, the Paytm FASTags users will not be able to recharge or top up the balance post the 15th of this month. They can, however, use the existing balance to pay tolls beyond the stipulated date. The NHAI has urged all Paytm FASTag users to take proactive measures to ensure a seamless travel experience on the national highways across the country. In cricket, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Giants in the Women's Premier League in the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. Yesterday, Royal Challengers Bangalore thrashed defending champions Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets to qualify for the playoffs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.